From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Lawmakers, although skeptical, appear likely to approve the president's new Afghan war strategy. The plan got a full hearing on Capitol Hill Wednesday. More from NPR's David Wellner.
At a Senate Armed Services panel hearing, Defense Secretary Gates extolled the new war strategy.
The essence of our civil-military plan is to clear, hold, build, and transfer. Beginning to transfer security responsibility to the Afghans in summer 2011 is critical, and in my view, achievable.
The panel's top Republican, John McCain, said he backed the plan's call for 30,000 more U.S. troops in Afghanistan, but he criticized its July 2011 target for starting troop withdrawals.
Success is the real exit strategy, and when conditions on the ground have decisively begun to change for the better, that is when our troops should start to return home with honor.
Democrats, meanwhile, question the wisdom of sending more troops to Afghanistan. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
NATO's Secretary General says at least 5,000 more troops will be sent in response to President Obama's call for more international support in Afghanistan. Terry Schultz has this report from Brussels.
The Obama administration is pursuing a multilateral approach to the war in Afghanistan, says NATO Chief Anders Fogh Rasmussen, and in response, he wants more from member countries.
We must now demonstrate that multilateralism delivers concrete results. This is our fight together.
Rasmussen says weeks of consultations with NATO and partner governments have made him confident that 5,000 additional soldiers, and possibly more, will soon join the 38,000 non-U.S. forces already there. Echoing a theme in Mr. Obama's speech, Rasmussen says the boost is in allies' own interests.
Instability in Afghanistan means insecurity for all of us.
NATO foreign ministers, including Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, will discuss plans further tomorrow and Friday at a meeting here at NATO headquarters. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Economic conditions across the United States have improved modestly in recent weeks, according to the Federal Reserve's Beige Book summary released on Wednesday. NPR's John Itzty has more.
The Fed report, based on anecdotal evidence from the 12 Federal Reserve District banks, said that consumer spending has picked up moderately since the last report for both general merchandise and vehicles. Manufacturing conditions were described as steady. Most districts reported some pickup in home sales, though prices were said to be flat or declining. Residential construction was characterized as weak. Commercial real estate was depicted as very weak. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
In Tokyo, the Nikkei average of 225 selected issues is up 3.8% at 9,977. This is NPR News. The controversial Sam Zell has stepped down as CEO of bankrupt Tribune Company and given the job to his deputy. Randy Michaels had been the number two official at Tribune, one of the nation's leading newspaper companies. As NPR's David Folkenflik reports, some challenges remain.
Randy Michaels is a former local DJ who rose through the ranks to become a major executive in commercial radio. Of late, his fate has been tethered to Sam Zell, the real estate mogul who took over the company in 2007 with little of his own money. That complex deal saddled Tribune with roughly $13 billion in debt, and Zell and Michaels traveled the country to Tribune properties, including the Los Angeles Times, the Chicago Tribune, and the Baltimore Sun, preaching the need to cut staffs, work harder, and find new profits. They were a striking pair, Zell mercurial, the deep-voiced Michaels more soothing, but the debt and crumbling economy left them unable to stave off bankruptcy. Zell will remain Tribune's chairman, but a judge ruled the company has only until late February to come up with a reorganization plan. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
Mikhail and Tariq Salahi have rejected a request to appear before the House Homeland Security Committee to discuss how they ended up at a White House state dinner recently without an invitation. Their publicist says the couple have already answered questions and provided documents about the incident. But Congressman Benny Thompson, who chairs the committee, is not satisfied. Thompson says he is prepared to subpoena the couple to appear. Again in stocks, Japan's Nikkei index is up 3.8%. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials lost 18 points. The Nasdaq gained 9. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.